Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
Arms out to your mum's house. 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 Arms out to your mum's house.
All right.
Yo, party people, what's going on? It is Arms House to your mum's house. I can't even remember which episode it is. 42 or 43, I can't remember. For the people listening to this episode, you might hear some background noise.
Just standard background noise for us, bruv. Standard.
Oh man, that's fucking
that's
me
the
up.
Best thing that could have happened on the pod, bro.
Alright, so without being too obvious,
we're going on a mission.
We just gotta wait for it to get dark. Yeah, so man. We thought, hey, let's record a podcast while we're waiting.
Because we're fucking, that's what we like, do you know what I mean? Multitaskers, bro.
Do you ever get a point when you're going on a mission and then you actually start getting to the point where you're gonna go in and then you just really need a shit?
For a couple of times, actually, yeah.
Because of, like, you know, bubble guts and fucking, you know.
I was saying to you, come in here.
Yeah.
In my fucking graph trousers all battered and I just felt something happened, like I go buzzing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, fucking hell, mad prank. But you're not doing anything, filming a podcast, so even if someone came.
Yeah.
Say, what?
Well, no, we're,
Oh, yeah, we're on a mission.
Yeah, we're doing a mission. We're just waiting for it to get dark, so. Oh, we might have to duck down when the train comes.
Yo, duck when the driver's there, man.
I can open that for you.
I need to tell you a beaut story about Marks and Spencer, bro.
What happened?
I need a bit of Laquins to be able to get my rid of my dry mouth.
There we go. Boom.
Cheers, everybody. Arms House to your Mum's House podcast.
Yeah,
represents all the people, no matter what creed or colour or whatever you are.
But if you don't, if you're not,
you, but if you don't subscribe,
if you're not from West London, you don't exist.
You don't
bro.
Even exist, bro.
You don't even exist.
You don't even exist, bro. Where we are is a West London hotspot.
Those that know will recognise the beautiful scenic surroundings right
but
now.
But many a person came.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Our
I mean,
next
like, you
guest,
know,
the next guest.
This whole
yeah.
He's definitely been down here.
Yeah, I'm almost close to swearing to Allah that was me.
Yeah.
I'm 98%.
Yeah.
98%.
All right. Cool.
We're in the 90s writers' back garden, chilling. This is how we do. Waiting for our little mission to start. So I went to Marks and Spencer's, yeah?
Yeah.
Fuming, yeah, because I looked at the weather. It's 30 degrees, bruv, all this week.
Oh, shit.
In London.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're all fucking... My boss wears shorts at work, so I'm like, fuck this geezer. Yeah? And the next time it's hot, I'm wearing shorts at work.
Yeah.
So I want to go and buy some shorts, yeah? And I'm at the gym. I think, sweet, let me go to that fucking Q retail place.
Mm-hmm.
It's got fucking... What's it called? Bear shops, you know what I mean? Sports Direct... TK Maxx, and now I remember, Next, Eminent. I was like, definitely get some shorts down there. Yeah.
Okay.
So I go to buy the, and I'm like, wow, they need to be like quite formal, rare. I went to TK Maxx first, found a pair, the zip wasn't there. I was like, they're the only fucking pair that fit me, do you know what I mean?
And you can't wear sports shorts.
No. They were like the only, they were like French Connection, like typical fucking TK Maxx, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Like £14, £18. I thought, fucking sweet, that's it, Bosch. Well, tried them on, the fucking zip's not there, yeah? I'm for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake.
And she's like, oh, don't you want them when I come at the change? I'm like, no, the fucking zip's not there. Bowl out. I think, sweet, they've got to be a pair in Sports Direct, yeah?
Yeah.
Go there. £30 in Sports Direct.
Oh, shit.
In Sports Direct, I'm like, no, I'm
double
not doing that, bruv. Now I'm a bit fuming, but I'm thinking, I'll go to Marks and Spencer's. I'll get some munch as well because I'm fucking minted, you know what I mean?
Marks and Sparks.
So I went into M&S. Found some shorts, but £30. I'm like, no, man.
Yeah,
because the first place I went was £14.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I can't more than double the price. So I'm a bit fuming. Go back to TK Maxx, have a proper look through all the shit. But it's coming up to winter and there's no fucking shorts. You know what I mean? There's like literally five pairs of fucking shorts.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, for fuck's sake, I'm gonna have to get them from fucking shitty M&S, yeah. Spend 30 baht on the fucking pair of shorts I'm gonna wear for 1 week, bruv, because it's gonna be hot for one more week.
You can use them again.
I've got kind of formal shorts, yeah, and they brought me up on it.
Okay.
Because it had a drawstring.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what's that? These are my most formal, all my other shorts are like Everlast, bruv, from Sports.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, bruv? Like, They're like, no, you can't wear that.
You got to get some Ralph Lauren shorts. That's what I got, man. Some Ralph shorts. They might be a bit pricey, but you know, they're good quality.
So,
So
I'm like, fuck's sake. What pair of shorts am I going to rob? Because I'm getting fuming. Because you know when you get fuming?
Yeah.
It adds to my, this is perfectly acceptable if I steal them now.
Yeah.
Because I've not been provided any fucking service.
Mm-hmm.
No one's got the fucking shorts. I've been into some of you twice. I'm smiling at the security guard. I'm being like a proper customer. Yeah. And I can't buy shit. I'm fuming.
Hold on. This fence thing is fucking me up. If we can bring it to this side of it. I don't know if we can. Get it onto this side so it stops going backwards.
Yeah, but that's gonna catch man's finger.
Yeah, there's no way, is there? Like that. Oh fuck, that's fucking me up. Someone's cut a hole in this fence with no thought for anyone else trying to lean against it.
Is it all comfy?
That's sticking right into my spine, man.
Shit. That's we'll use it later.
I need a little something there, man. What can I put?
To walk down here and get that reach is quite a long walk.
There we go. That stick kind of stops it a little bit. Better than nothing. I'm not even kidding. What are you laughing at?
You might as well have the tiniest stick.
Yeah, it's all right. It does the job. I can lean it. It doesn't have a spiky bit that's sticking into
properly rubber. Using your tropical brother roots and finding something that they used to use in the bush. You can fucking I remember that I can use a stick to sit like this.
Okay, cool. So you went Marks and Sparks. So now I'm fuming, some shorts.
So now I'm not going to jack them because, you know what I mean, okay. Fucking 42.
Yeah.
So I go to buy some food in M&S and they go, the store closes in 5 minutes, can you please? And I'm like, shit. So then I'm in a bit of a rush.
Yeah.
Bung some munch in there. Go to the self-checkout, Beep, 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 beep. And I looked at the shorts and I said, oh, man. These are not getting, I'm not going to scan these through. But then it's fucking M&S. And I'm like, I'm 42. Yeah. Anyway, Larry. So I said to the geezer who's working there, this is the best bit.
Yeah.
This is basically lessons on how to get away with. Just said, excuse me, mate, like, really loud.
Yeah.
Yo, can I buy these here? Because this is in the food section.
Yeah.
And I'm holding a pair of shorts and they're like, you know, can I buy these? He's like, yeah, scan it through. So I was like, scan the rest of the munch, walk out. But I did think I scanned it.
Mm.
And walk out. Look at my phone, it goes, bing, you spent £12 at Marks and Spencer. I was like, yes, after all that.
Fuck the Marks and Spencer.
Got the shorts for free because I didn't want to buy them £30 motherfucking shorts, yes, man.
And what, you were saying something about a crackhead yesterday with your kids, man.
Fuck.
What the fuck?
That bird that we saw there.
Oh, over there.
Yeah, mad tanned.
Yeah.
White bird, but mad tanned. Yeah.
She seemed pretty chill today.
Yeah. Well, it's probably, Her son lives in the council block there, yeah?
Yeah.
And even he's booted her out. Oh. Now, this Jamaican... what happened to me was the... Bruv. We're staying here for a little bit looking after the flat, yeah?
Yeah.
And it already is kicked off. So I go to take the kids. There's like a little kids' playground in there. It's got basketball hoops. I take my basketball down and I'm just going to get buckets while they're on the climbing frame and shit.
Yeah.
We go in there. And there's this fucking mad nutter woman there. She's like... 40, you know what I mean, like 38
at least,
but she's completely fucked, and she's in there on her J's, like pouring brandy into a whiskey into a fucking coke and just like smashing it on her J's. And every day that I've been going to work from here, she's been in the park with some geezer, who this family told me is her ex, and he's like some druggie as well, really. But they look mad bait. One time me and Andrea were walking out to go somewhere just last weekend. And she said, oh, no, darling, I'm going to come out with you too. Because she doesn't have the fob to get in and out, And I'm like, no. And she goes, oh, you look nice, darling, And I said, yeah, you don't love it. So that started the because I was with my missus, like, she's trying to walk with us. You know what I mean? Mm. Like that. I said, you don't look nice. There's a do one. And we walked off. And then every day I've seen her since then. Anyway, take the kids yesterday on the climbing frame. As soon as they walk in, they're like, Dad, there's... She started like singing and shit. She went from zero to a million. Yeah. Singing, rare, screaming at her son, Aaron. Aaron, she's in a park, ladies and gentlemen. She's in a park. Yeah, the block is like, you know what I mean? 1 minute, 2 minute walks from the park.
Yeah.
And she's screaming for her son, and you know what I mean? Rare. Calling everyone a cunt. And so we stay there for 5 seconds, and we leave. There's a green area outside the children's playground bit. So I said, right, boys, we're playing frisbee here because I want them to do something. We're outside, yeah, you know what I mean? It's a nice day yesterday.
Get the blood pumping, you know?
Yeah. Exercise. So we're playing frisbee, and she starts like gunning me a bit. And then she stopped gunning me, yeah.
Okay.
Then the next time she
You're
starts...
You're just ignoring
her. Yeah, I mean, still ignoring. I'm doing the correct thing, yeah. And I'm ignoring this bird. That's why I'm fuming. So the next time she starts going, shouting at me,
yeah,
it's worse, yeah, the shit she's saying. But it's like just the medium worse. I'm thinking, fuck this bitch. My kids are here. Mm. But she's like, oh, look at you. You fucking cunt playing frisbee with your kids.
No.
Meh. Yeah, and I'm like, yo. But Alice bitch. And Leah haven't. But they have clocked it that she's nuts.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit praying.
Of course.
But we're like 40 metres away from this bird. She's still sitting on the bench in the park.
Yeah.
We're outside the little kids' gate. And now we're just in the green bit. The grass bit. Start shouting. Then Leo or Alex doesn't catch it when I throw it to them. And she starts laughing and I just went, my temper, like this. She's still like 40 metres, I've got my back to her and shit. Alex and Leo are looking at me, like they're looking towards her, and I'm thinking, nah. And I just drop the frisbee, turn around and walk in. I have to open like, the no over sevens gate. You know what I mean? I'm bowling, it's just her in this playground.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
And I'm like, yo, like this.
Yeah.
Immediately like into rago mode.
Yeah.
It's lucky that people are coming because, you know, fucking going rag on some bird.
No, of course. I mean? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But in a park on your J's as a man, you know what I'm thinking? Fuck's sake. But
still, she's asking
just as
for
I
it.
Said, yo, what the fuck's your problem? How are you fucking saying something about my kids?
Yeah.
Like, walking towards her, like round the little roundabout, like, because there's no direct line to this bitch.
Yeah.
She gets up, she's like, she's got like bare paraphernalia, like drugs and fucking drinks and shit. Gets up. And just walks past me, excuse me, I'm being attacked. Yeah? And I'm like, there's no one here, man. What the fuck are you doing? I've come over here to chat. Just as she's saying, I'm being attacked. Yeah? This family of four are walking up the path. Yeah. They obviously live there. They've used the fob to come in.
Yeah.
Massive black geezer.
And she's probably well known as well around the block.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I don't know this block.
Yeah.
And his daughter and his son and his missus. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, trying to catch the facial to see if this geezer knows this bird. Like, if he's brethren's with this bird.
Yeah.
Because then there's going to be problems because she's screaming.
Oh,
you know,
shit.
That I've attacked her and I'm attacking her. And he looks at me and I just said, nah. She's, you know, she's gunning my kids. We're not even in this playground. We're over there. Who the fuck is this bird? She doesn't live here.
Yeah.
Because I know she doesn't live here because she asked me for the fob. And he's like, no. Loud, bruv. And he was cool. Okay. He said, come walk with me. Go and walk with this geezer. Breaks it down how, you know what I mean, she's fucked up, rare.
Oh.
His daughter comes around, who's like born in Jamaica, some 32-year-old rude girl. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the pisshead has gone into the flats. She's come out the flats, walking towards us, and she says, oh, you pussy, to me.
Shit.
Yeah. And the Jamaican birds, it's just me and her now. Yeah. Her family have gone in. And she's like, don't say anything, don't run your mouth, don't mind nothing. Yeah. I know, yeah. And then she says one minor thing to this girl.
Oh, she switches.
She's calling me,
yeah?
You fucking cunt. You're a pussy. You're a pussy. You're a little white boy. You're a pussy. Yeah, she's white, yeah? She's got a mad tan on, yeah?
Yeah.
You're a pussy. And Alex and Leo are still there, bro.
Oh, my God.
Because now this woman I've never met, this Jamaican, but she's been well safe.
Yeah, but I
can't just be like, listen, it's nice to meet you. You know what I mean? So I'm like chatting to her because I'm lucky her family didn't know this bird.
Yeah.
And she's like, that block's a bit bad. There's, you know, rare, someone got stabbed in that block last year and died, and rare. Lives in that block. It's rare. And I said, oh, okay. And she's still calling me cunt, fucking pussy with these kids, playing free, like mentioning the kids. Fuck. She says one little thing like, aren't you with your mum, to this girl?
Yeah.
And this girl.
Well, she's
straight into what's
Jamaican patois.
Patois. Like, don't run your mouth at me. I'm not the one. Scream. And I'm thinking, oh shit. Now this girl's gonna definitely knock this girl out. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm still with the kids. Yeah. And I'm like, so I start going to her, like, oh, no, no, please. I wanted to row into her, but Alex and Leo like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I'm like, no, please. And I've just met this girl. I've just met this crackhead. Please, no. It's cool. Yeah. She goes, I'm not the one. You know, I know where you live. Rare. I'll be round there. I'll bust your door off. Rare to come in. I'm thinking, holy shit. This bird then goes back to the flat. She's like, fuck off, and goes back to the flat. Me and this girl, Reds, big up Reds, we say goodbyes and rare. We both live in the same block, but she goes in a different entrance, rare. Get in there, yeah. I'm like, right, boys, that was nuts. I start breaking it down. They're like, Dad, where's the frisbee? Where's the football? I'm like, you fucking cunt. Yeah. We look out the window. This bird's now rowing the whole block, screaming at it. There's a couple of people in the windows, but not many. She, yeah, you sad cunt. Everyone in the block. Yeah. What's it look like? People have seen me having a row with this bird out their windows, 100%. There was like geezers like catching joke with us while we played frisbee and shit. And like, I know they were still there. Yeah?
Curtain twitchers, you know, blatantly people watching, seeing what the fracas.
I've left the wire cutters in this fucking children's playground.
Oh.
They're big black metal tool.
Why did you have them?
Because that's when I was going to scope out the shit. Right, okay, I wanted to take the kids. Yeah?
Okay, yeah.
And I'm thinking if a geezer like me.
Yeah.
Like makes a bowling line towards that fucking children's thing in the estate, bowls across.
Yeah.
After just having a row with this bird, and this bird, I'm playing, please God, she's not there, please, she's fucking there.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So I have to go in, she's in a children's playground just on her jakes.
Yeah, I saw
and now
it.
It's like
small,
seven,
small.
Yeah, small. She's sitting on the only bit, and I have to come back. Mm. And she's like thinking, fucking hell. Because now everyone's gone. Yeah. Like it's a payback thing, like I'm coming back to bust you up. Bro.
Yeah, round two.
But I have to, but in between us, there's me. There's the little kids roundabout. Yes, I go up to the kid because I've left the fucking cutters leaning like this. They're like this metal black thing. So I go up to them first and pick them up. I'm thinking, but I look so bad. If anybody is seeing me after seeing me row this bird, I've come back, picked up a massive metal tool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Only me and her in there. And it was me rowing her before. Fuck me. This geezer comes out, Australian geezer, comes out, oh, were you the one round with her, mate? Were you the one round with her? And I was like, yeah, it was me, but she was chucking it with my kids.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, good on you, mate, she's here all the time.
But
I thought he was coming out and said, yo, don't kill her, man, don't kill her. And I felt so bad, even though she's a dirty little cunt of a crackhead.
Yeah.
I felt so bad, like, so intimidating. And I was like, it looks, because the block is a 4-square block.
Yeah.
So anyone who walks across that grass, and they've all just seen this mad, because the Jamaican bird was being Jamaican. She was being mad loud. Everyone's blatantly looking.
Wow.
And I had to go back out, like without the kids. Right, now I'm coming out to fucking finish. And I had to pick up the metal tool. It's just me and this woman. I felt so like.
Yeah, of course.
I got to get the fuck out of here. I got to get the thing.
Yeah.
I got to get the frisbee. Obviously.
Damn,
fucking
man.
And then we saw her today. She didn't say shit.
And she was just chilling. She was just chilling like Matt Dillon, man.
She didn't say shit.
Hold on. I don't know if people can hear us over the fucking cacophony of
LU. So what's up with that? Did that geezer who won the t-shirt, did he take it?
Not t-shirt. The zombie print. Nothing.
Oh, that's it. No.
Fexy.
That's
Yo,
it.
Fexy.
No, that's it, no?
You missed out. That's it.
Go on.
Done. So the zombie sketch is still up for grabs.
Because what was that? That was like 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah,
gave him an extra
3 weeks
week.
Ago. I messaged him on YouTube, on his Instagram. I messaged him on everything. I haven't heard anything from him.
Unless he's in jail. If you're in jail, that's the only place we'll send it.
That's the only place, man.
Otherwise, it's going. What are we going to do?
We'll do another competition. Actually, no. You know what? Leave a comment under this video here. If you leave a comment, we'll next week.
Of where
week,
we are.
Not of where we are. Don't bait it up. But we'll leave a comment under here.
Leave the comment where it's a good, they have to come up with something.
Okay, well, give them a question to answer. Name all DDS members, all 28 of them. Nah, I'm just kidding. We'll think of something by the end.
What did Kobe Bryant get in his last game for the Lakers?
There you go. The score?
Yeah,
how many
individual
points?
Score.
Okay.
What did Kobe Bryant get in his last game for the Lakers? People are just going to Google.
Who were they against? Yeah, of course they will.
But it was an amazing
who was it against
thing, man.
Who was it against?
I can't remember.
Oh, right.
It didn't matter.
And he
was
playing
at
the LA Lakers.
Yeah, of course. He only played for them.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
At the Lakers, his last game, everyone there, you know what I mean? Jack Nicholson there, everyone
there. Spike Lee.
And
he's in the New York Knicks. He doesn't
he killed it.
Oh, is it?
As like the last game, veteran, battered, Achilles fucked, like, fuck.
Wow.
Sounded like a right fanboy. But I'm a fanboy of Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, he is. All right, so let us know, what did Kobe Bryant score in his last game? But we can't say last game, because this comes out on Wednesday. Does he play again?
No, he's dead, bruv.
fucking
hell. He died in the helicopter, man. That's the end of the podcast.
I'm sorry.
Maddie is getting booted off.
I'm sorry.
I've never said there's like a basketball topic in this podcast, but hip hop and basketball, bruv, if you, man, there's still a link there.
No, no doubt.
Kobe Bryant died in the...
Yeah, in the helicopter, and his little daughter as well, man. That shit was tragic.
I was on the sofa. Andrea was here, locked in from COVID.
Yeah.
Watching some gash on Netflix.
Yeah.
And then the text, bing, like the news, just said Kobe Bryant's dead. I said, no way.
Man.
There's no way Kobe Bryant's dead.
Insane, man. Isn't it? You'd think, yo, but man, shit happens, yo. What was I going to say? Fucking, yo, I know this probably isn't the most ideal situation to bring this up, but it just happened to me the other day. It's quite crazy what happened to me, yeah? And it's a bit of a long story, yeah? It's a bit of a long story.
But it all stems from running graph workshops.
Yeah.
That is what happens, yeah?
Nah.
When you get in a graph workshop scene.
Nothing to do with graph workshops, but my favourite artist in the world right now, yeah? Is Banksy,
it can't be
man.
True, man.
No, obviously it's not true. But when you hear this story, you'll understand what I'm talking about, yeah? Obviously, I know about street art versus graffiti and Robbo versus Banksy. You know, we're Team Robbo, obviously, all day, every day. But let me explain to you what happened to me, man. So let me take it back to the beginning, yeah? 23 years ago, yeah? My mate, Hayes, rest in peace, my mate Ben, he called me because he was working down on Marylebone Road, Edgware Road, where it crosses. He was working there and he calls me. He goes, yo, Maddie, there's a sign on this wall saying it's a designated graffiti area, yeah? And there were some kids painting there today. It's a sick reach, man. It's on the Marylebone Road, man, on the side of Edgware Road Station. It's a fucking ill reach. We should paint it tomorrow. Let's paint it. So I'm like, are you sure that's a legal wall, man? That doesn't sound like it's a fucking legal
wall.
Where
was it?
Edgware Road Station, yeah, on the side of the station. The entrance is here, the side of the station is there. Edgware Road runs like that. Marylebone Road runs like that. They cross, yeah, and there's the flyover as well over Marylebone Road, yeah, the A40 or whatever. A40. Now, so we turn up the next day.
When is this?
This is in 2001, maybe 2000. I can't remember, but it was a while ago, yeah, over 20 years ago.
When you were in PFB.
I was actually going to court at the time for me and Zeal were going to court. It was running for like a year and a bit, you know what I mean? We'd been done for like £220,000 worth of damage. They were looking to put us in 3 years in prison. Spencer and Taylor were the prosecution. It was crazy.
Yeah, I remember
time. So I was kind of trying not to be bait at this time, yeah. So anyway, so we all rolled down to the spot. And I'm looking at this, it was stenciled on the side of this wall. This is a designated area for graffiti by highway code 017654. Please pick up your litter when you're done. And I'm looking at this thing going, man, it doesn't look legit. And I phone the council, the local council. I read off the code and they're like, we don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, all right, okay, cool.
Got through to the council straight away. Fucking Ealing.
Then I walked across the road, because directly opposite this road is Paddington Police Station, one of the biggest police stations where they put all the terrorists and shit, yeah? So I walk...
Your brethrens?
Yeah. So I walk into the belly of the beast, yeah? And I walk into there and I chat to the policeman behind the counter. I go, you see that wall over there? There's a sign on it saying we can paint on it. Is that cool? We're going to paint it now. And he was like, yeah, man, no worries. There were some kids painting it yesterday.
Who, the Fed?
The Fed. Behind the thing. And I was like, all right, cool. What's your badge number? I took his
number. No way, did
you? I took his name. I said, we're going to be there painting all day. He was like, yeah, it's cool. No worries. So boom, we start painting away. Bang, bang, bang. We're there for like 4 or 5 hours. Me, Hayes, Zeal, and Gasp. Gasp VFL.
Gasp.
And so we're there painting
away. I like Gasp style, man.
We're waving at police driving past. Obviously, there's hundreds of people walking through there every day. You know what I mean? Using the station, whatever. And we're like, you know, chatting to everyone, taking our time, doing pieces now, yeah? And I do a character, and the character just covers up the stencil that's on the wall, you know, the sign. Anyway, so right at the end, we're just finishing off our bits, and then the train master comes out of the train station. And for some weird reason, the block next to us was an office block, and we looked up there, and there was bare people just looking down at us, and then one of them came out at the same time, and they both came up to me and said, oh, you can't paint on this wall. This wall belongs to our building. And then the train master goes, nah, this wall belongs to the train station.
There's a beef already about the
so
wall.
So they start beefing about whose wall it is, yeah? And so I'm looking at the rest of the lads and I'm like, yella, pack up. Let's get yella, the fuck yella. Out of here. Yella, yella. And while we start packing up, about three undercover policemen, plain clothes, grab us and hold us up against the wall, yeah? And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. And they're like, oh, you're not allowed to paint this wall. They're like, read us our rights, everything. And I'm thinking to myself, fuck. You know, I'm going to court.
You're surely going, no, I've got the policeman's badge number.
So, boom. But in my head, I'm thinking, shit, man, if this kicks off, then, because I'm pleading not guilty in my court case, you know what I mean? And no comment, not guilty. And this is going to really throw a spanner in the works, yeah? So anyway, so I show him the guy. I go, look, this one, I had a chat with him in the police station. We've been here all day, you know what I mean? Like, there was a sign, but I was pointing at the sign, but it's been covered now by my character. And I was like, I'm telling you, there was a sign there. And I gave him the badge. He went off, made a few phone calls, came back, took all our details down, and then said, you're going to hear from us in 2 weeks and let us go. So, boom, we walk away.
Well, they didn't say you're going to get nothing.
They
said, what do you mean
said,
I'm going to
they said you're going to hear from us.
Giving you this police number, who told I could paint there. You can check the cameras of the police station.
He said, you're going to hear from us in 2 weeks. Yeah, and I'm like, fuck. Cunt. So we walk off.
Cunt.
2 weeks go by, nothing. A month goes by, don't hear nothing. 6 months go by, I've forgotten about it now. I'm like, okay, cool, nothing came of it. But after 6 months, my mate Hayes, Ben, he calls me up again and goes, yo, Maddie, have you heard of this Banksy dude? And I was like, who? Like I said, this is 2001, this is before he was famous. I was like, who the fuck is that? He was like, look, I got this little book. He had a little paperback book called Existentialism. And he looked through it and it had pictures of the wall we did.
So this is a graffiti wall.
It was basically a prank that Banksy did. Yeah. He did like about 10 or 20 of those stencils around London. This is a legal writing area and everyone fucking graffed on it. And then, you know, it was like kind of, I can't remember the philosophy behind the post. It was quite interesting, to be honest, I have to admit. But I fell for it. So obviously I was fucking mad. Yeah.
But so did the feds.
And also, I was screwing because it could have led to my court case being really fucked, you know?
I'm telling you, the feds fell for it.
Yeah, exactly. And the feds
fell for it. They told you could fucking paint there.
Exactly. So, I look on the back of this book that Ben had, and it had a website, Banksy's website on it. So, boom, I go to the website, and I'll open it for you.
I nearly got it.
Not that way, that way.
No, but that way...
You can do it better like that. I got it, man. Give me it. Motherfucker.
You're really demasculating me on the podcast.
On the pod, sorry. So what was I going to say? So I find the website at the back of this book. So and there's a contact through the website. So
still fuming.
I email him. Obviously, it's 6 months later. Nothing happened. So I'm not like screwing fuming, but I'm what's that? No. So I'm still screwing though. So I leave him an email saying, "Yo, man, I fell for your fucking prank thing." You know, we got arrested at the end of that, you know what I mean? And I didn't go into the details of my court, but I told him you could land someone in some shit doing a prank like that, you know what I mean? And
but you don't really know if it's going to Banksy or not.
I don't know, yeah. It's just through the website. I'm just telling him, yo, that shit's kind of fucked up what you did, yeah? But nothing happened in the end, but I'm just saying, watch out in the future doing stuff like that. You can fuck someone's shit up like that, yeah? And I get a reply saying, oh, sorry, mate. You know, I didn't hear of anything else like that happening, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool, I forget about it. Now another 6 months go past and he starts blowing up. And I get another email from the same email saying, hey, you see that email you sent us? We want to publish it in the book that Banksy's putting out. And I was like, cool, whatever. I didn't give a shit. And then his big book, Wall and Peace, came out. The big book that's worldwide now. And basically
everyone, every Fulham mum's gotten a Chiswick.
Yeah,
mum.
It's like a coffee it's shop got on table there. Yeah, exactly.
Coffee table book.
So if you look in that book, I don't know if we've
got a few Banksy's.
Yeah, exactly. So this is when he started blowing up. So, and then I'm in the book, you know what I mean? So if you look at that particular one where he talks about the designated graffiti area, you'll see a picture of my piece and Hayes, and you'll see they printed the email that I sent him. It's in there. Okay, boom. Now we fast forward 20 odd years forward now. So to 4 months ago. About 4 months ago, I get an Instagram message from a mate of mine I haven't seen in about 10 years. And she goes, oh, my boyfriend's trying to get in contact with you. Can I get your email? And I'm like, well, I haven't heard from you in 10 years. Who the fuck is your boyfriend? Anyway, I give her my email. And I'm like, yeah,
it's not
cool.
About birds getting in touch about their boyfriends in the first fucking email. Do you know what I mean? Send a couple of nudes first. Come on, girl.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, she sends the thing. I give her the email. Her boyfriend gets in contact with me, says that Banksy's team are trying to get in contact with me. And I'm like, oh, shit. And he's like, is it cool if I give them your email? I'm like, yeah, cool, of course. And I'm thinking in my head, like an idiot, I'm thinking, oh, he wants to get on the podcast.
Oh, what, is that recent?
It's 4 months ago.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I was thinking in my head, I was like, right, Banksy's heard of the podcast, he wants to jump on.
Would we let him on? Of course. There'd have to be a meeting about that.
Bruv, as if we wouldn't.
There'd have
to
be a massive disclaimer.
We'd have to get him on if he asked. But anyway, it wasn't that. But that's what I'm thinking, because I'm thinking, why the fuck do they want to get in touch with me? Anyway, I get an email from a young lady called Olivia who works for Pest Control. Pest Control is the company that deals with all of Banksy's stuff, because obviously he's anonymous, you know. So this girl messages me, said, oh, we've been trying to get find you, because you remember the first book with the, you know, designated graffiti area and your email that we posted. We've got a new book coming out soon and we want you to elaborate on the story. Tell me exactly the story I'm telling you guys now. She wants to know the backstory behind it and everything like that.
If you want the backstory, you got to pay the piece.
Exactly. That's exactly what I said to her. I said, cool, I'm up for that, man. But, you know, the last one I didn't get paid for, but, you know, you got to compensate, man, for this, you know. And she was like, oh, well, you know, we don't know if we're going to use it or not, you know what I mean, and no one else is getting paid, it's a not-for-profit book and blah blah blah. And I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Yeah. And I thought at least I could maybe plug the podcast or something on it. Yeah. So I write them about 3-4 paragraphs telling them this exact story. Yeah.
Shit.
And then about a week or so later, she messages back saying, oh, he likes it, he's going to put it in the book. And then she sends me the clip, because they edited it slightly, and said, this is what we're going to use in the book. I hope that's cool. And I was like, yeah, cool, no problem, but can you at least plug my podcast? And she was like, oh, but no one else is plugging anything. I don't know if it'll fit with the design of the thing. And I'm like, come on, man, you got to hook me up. Someone's getting paid.
Look at Amber.
I'm like, someone's getting paid. And you know what she said? She said, give me your address, and I'll send you a gift. And I was like,
you can use knickers in the post.
I was like, oh, they're going to send me a copy of the book. They're going to, you know, send me what, something, you know. So I was like, all right,
I love
cool.
The way I say use knickers and you say the book.
So I give him my address. You know what came through the post last Friday? Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't know.
Really. I'm going to put it on the screen right now. Yeah. It's a 50 centimeter by 50 centimeter original Banksy print that has not come out yet. I might have one of the first ones. Not only is it a print, it's signed by Banksy, and on the bottom left corner, he put me up. He put Amber. Yeah? He personalized it. So this is a one-of-one Banksy print. Now, I work in an art gallery, and we deal with a lot of Banksy prints on the secondary market.
Graph workshops.
Yeah? And the owner of this gallery, his job is to evaluate Banksy's. And he told me this print, when I showed him the flicks and I told him the whole backstory, he told me this print is worth around 50 grand. He goes, but if you find the right buyer, it could even sell for up to 100 grand. Bruv, I got 100 grand at home right now, man.
$5,000.
I got $5,000.
I got $5,000.
I got $50,000, man.
Jesus.
Bro, and you know I'm going to sell it, man. Like, there's no way. I got nowhere to hang that up and fucking, you know, I'm not going to hold on to this
Banksy.
What is
it? What is it? A print of what?
I'll show you now, man. I'll show you a picture of it. I've already put it on the screen. You guys have seen it.
Yeah, I ain't seen it.
I'll show you it now, man. It's very simple. It's basically a stop sign, you know, a round red circle with a line through it, and a rat running as if it's like a hamster wheel. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There it is there.
Where's the amber?
Look there, the bottom left. Go up. Amber with a peace sign.
Like a little apology note.
And that's the Banksy signature. And that those two are done with pencil on it. You know what I mean? With a chalk or whatever the fuck it is that he's done it. Like, he tagged it.
You're going to be one of those guys get the Perspex on it and shit.
Bruv, I'm going to... No. I'm going to get it.
This is completely anti-Arms House.
I know it is. Lads, listen. I'm Team Robbo, man. But it's 50 fucking grand. I'm going to sell that motherfucker. And I'm going to maybe put a deposit on a house, man. You know what I mean? That's crazy. Yeah. That's why Banksy's my new favorite artist of all time.
Of all time.
He's my fave, yo.
So do you reckon that's better than getting paid?
Of course.
And nearly going to jail.
When I was asking for payment, I was expecting maybe $100, couple of hundred quid to write a couple of paragraphs. I was like, fuck it, just give me something. But man, that when that came in the post.
Did they have a number of how many prints it was?
No, that's the thing. I don't even know what the print is called. Like I said, the owner of the gallery, who evaluates Banksy, he told me, I've never seen this print before. I think it's a brand new one, man. And he told me as well, gifts, when they send gifts to people, sometimes they do a separate run. So they'll do this run, but on different types of paper. They'll number it, so they'll be like 500 or 400. He won't sign them, and they'll be worth a certain amount. Yeah.
So that'll go up in price.
Well, it'll only go up. So I could hang on to it for 4 or 5 years. It could be worth way more.
10 years, 15 years, 20 years.
10, 15, who knows, man.
Long-term it might be.
Banksy might get cancelled, and then it'll go and go down in price.
Or Banksy might die. And then it goes
up. Then it goes back up. But also, like, you know, if you think about it in the grant, like,
I love the way you're on the twig, bro.
And
every time
it's fucking my back up, man. I'm just holding it down.
You really reminded me of someone like a special unit SAS soldier. Like, no, like, don't worry, I got it, bruv.
Now when you break your leg and they stick a twig and wrap around.
No, but this is even better.
I know.
This is more enterprising.
I know.
This is like man, you've been in the desert a lot.
Yeah.
You've been in the desert a lot.
But I was well chuffed with that, man.
That's
so
mad.
I'm looking to sell that motherfucker, and I'm going to look into it. I'm going to get it evaluated. I'm going to probably insure it, and
I'm going to definitely stick some Perspex on it.
Oh yeah. Well, it's got to be protected. I don't want to fuck it up, because the more it deteriorates, the less it's worth, man. You know. Anyway,
it would be a massive call getting him on the podcast.
Big up Banksy, man. Much love, brother. Peace. Sorted me right out. Love it.
When you said you're going to buy a house, I was thinking, you can't buy a house.
Put a deposit on a house, I said.
Yeah.
That's what I said. But,
okay, now.
But yeah. Yeah, so.
Man, that is a mad thing.
Deep. But the thing is, I wish, you know, one of the most famous artists in the world wrote my name on a fucking.
He's only human, bruv.
I know.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
I'm
come
saying.
On, bruv. He's only got eyes. He blatantly wants to write Amber. Blatantly wants to write.
He wants to get an SDF. Listen, Banksy, if you're watching this now, yeah, you can't get an SDF, bruv. Sorry, man.
You're not from Ealing. You don't even exist, bruv.
You don't exist, mate.
SDF.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's a massive Ealing crew. Yeah, I wanted to big up some writers.
Oh, yeah?
I wanted to big up Bass.
Big up.
The shit that's coming out, man.
Mm. I saw a sick DDS piece on a central line, on a photo, not in real life.
Fucking
but
hell, bruv.
Sick.
I want a big Force, because we talked about it today.
Salute Force, man.
We had a private conversation. It wasn't a podcast conversation.
Yeah.
Big up Force. I want a big up Pilot, man.
Pilot's getting about, man.
And it's not like even that much of a new thing anymore. We haven't really mentioned it.
No.
I'm going to start mentioning him when writers start going in.
Yeah.
But no, he's keep going in.
He is going in.
I want to big up Tranny in Paris. Some of the subways getting painted in Paris at the moment, bro.
It's
ridiculous.
I saw one,
bruv.
I can't remember it, but
I
want to
big up Chick.
One. Oh, yo.
Some of the panels in fucking, mate, mate, in Paris. He's nailed it.
Have you seen some exclusive flicks or something? Yeah.
Yeah.
Deep.
And I want to big up.
You know who I want to big up? I want to big up Bees. Yeah.
Bees. We saw him at Carney.
Yeah, I've seen him a couple of times recently. Not only is a really cool dude, he's proper, like when you see him paint,
he's
man.
He's about.
He's not only is he's about as well, but he's just got a really cool fucking style. Obviously him and Chick and Zombie, like you can see his influences, but he has took that and run with it. And his characters are sick. Like, I just want to big him
up,
man.
Big up Bees.
And he does it like it's nothing now, you know? He's just like
boom. And I want to big up everyone from who used to smash it. We're behind us.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Big up Mean. Big up Spo.
Yeah,
I mean Spo in fucking hit in here.
Big up Bozo.
Big up
yo,
Bozo.
I've got an
big
ill
up
photo.
Freds.
Yo.
Big up.
I'm gonna put a photo up here. It's from 97 or 98, so Statue of Limitations. This was a long time ago, but this is an ill photo of behind
Freds
us.
Freds and Bozo.
Freds, Bozo, and Spo pieces.
Pieces. Sick.
Yeah.
I was thinking of a Fres and Bozo dub, but I was going to say it wasn't here.
No, you'll see the flick when this
yo,
episode
pieces.
Comes out. Yeah, it's ill.
I want to big up Me Rock. Fucking
salute.
Hell. People have battered this place, bruv.
Yeah.
10 foot.
Yeah.
Vade.
Vade. Big up 439.
Man.
Listen, we got to call it quits though, man. We're coming up to the end now. It's getting a bit dark. I think we're going to be
ready. What do you mean we're going to call it quits? We're going to start our mission, bruv.
Look, there's one.
Well, that's
two,
what I'm saying.
Three. Mate, that one over there. Four.
That one's just gagging for it, bruv.
Once you drop that Egyptian stick,
yeah,
then we're in.
Mm.
The Egyptian stick.
You know I got the Egyptian stick.
Yeah,
I had you with the Egyptian stick. Unless you got anything else to say, what you say? Because I think it might be quite dark. I don't know what the camera's picking up right now. Probably just
there's
our silhouette.
There's reaches behind us. There.
Oh,
you
yeah.
see the one that says Alex?
Yeah.
Can you see it from here?
I don't know. I can't
Fume
turn my neck.
Fume on. Was putting up Alex.
Oh, is that? Is it?
Alex. Mate. And I said to him, I brought Alex and Leah down the other day, but not as far. Mm. I said, look, is that you doing that? And he said, no, I wouldn't do graffiti. I wouldn't do graffiti. Because he said, Alex.
That's so funny. It's funny how children take it so really literally when you tell them, like, a sarcastic remark. And they're like, no, I wouldn't. And you're like, I know you wouldn't, motherfucker.
Shit. I got the holiday blues hard, man. I've fucking been trying to find... As soon as I came back from France, bruv. Big ups for that, bruv.
No worries, man. Anytime, man. Shit. You know that.
Big ups for that, man. We had a good time,
yeah,
man.
I know you had a few, but you just theme things, man. Whenever theme goes, yeah. fucked up shit happens, man.
It's probably too not enough light to talk about it.
Nah. But you enjoyed
it. Mrs. Face got swollen.
Yeah. Food poisoning.
Mad. Multiple delays on the way back.
Yo. Oh, no. Tell us about the way back.
Cairns. Festival, not movie yeah, festival, but some fireworks thing. I got escorted out by old Bill.
Oh man,
bruv, that when I voice noted you, I was like, bruv. And then I looked up, and it was the massive electronic sign that was outside my window. I said, I haven't seen a poster or picture at all. Yeah. And I looked, finished saying that voice note, look up, and it's like massive in electronic lights on an electronic
going
board.
Fireworks.
Yeah.
You see.
Pyrotechnic.
A pyrotechnic.
From like 7 till 2 in the morning. Da, da, and I was thinking, fucking cunt.
Mm.
Absolute cunt.
Yeah.
But getting back, man. Should I tell you, is it too late? It feels a bit too late. I might have a look through the viewfinder and see what it looks like.
No. Let's just call it quits, man. We've done more than enough there, man. Episode 40, whatever this is.
I can't believe we don't know what episode it is.
Wait, hold on. Is that people over there? Hold on, wait.
Shit.
Hold on, wait.
It is? And there's dogs as well.
Hold on. Keep down, wait. Hold on. Let me get this way.
The geezer's coming over.
Yeah, wait.
The geezer's coming over.
Fuck, should we just...
It's old Bill.
Should we leg it?
It's old Bill.
No, wait, hold on. Should we just
dust? It's old Bill. Look at the car.
Yeah. Wait, if we just dust down there, we'd be all right. Yeah?
Fuck.
Come on, get ready.
Get the mic.
No, sorry, just leave.
I'll come back. Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?